was good. The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Acts chapter 4, the book of Acts chapter 4. If you have a Bible around, we'd love for you to pick it up and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We talk about these every week, and we send out many of them as people hear and request the prayer journals. We sent out several this week. We'd love to get one into your hands, and I do want to give you a little bit of warning about that here in just a moment. However, if you'd like to receive one of these little prayer journals, now they're just a little notebook that fits into your shirt pocket, a purse, or a Bible case, or something like that, a place where you can write down your prayer requests and mark off when God answers those prayer requests, a great little tool for you to carry around with you. I take mine with me to church, to prayer meeting especially, and there I'm able to write down those prayer requests. And when people says, pray for me, I love to pull out my prayer journal and write their name down, and they can see that I'm going to remember to pray for them. Now, the prayer journals are available simply by request. There's no charge. You don't have to send us any money. I mean, you may if God lays that on your heart, but it's not required. It's just simply a matter of contacting us and requesting the prayer journal. Now, I'm going to tell you this. We're going to be away for a few weeks, and so it may take a couple of weeks now to get them to you. Usually, we get these out within just a day or two, but we're going to be gone for a little while. And so it may take a couple of weeks for it to come. So just be patient with us if you would, and I appreciate that. Now you can get the prayer journals. You can request them at the website, considerhisword.org, or you can email us directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Thirdly, you can just simply write to us, as many do. Here's our address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time, Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. This passage in Acts chapter 4, we're going to begin reading at verse 1, if you want to try to catch up with us there. And actually, I did kind of an introduction to this message a couple of weeks ago. And if you'd like to hear that, you can go back and look at the website from a couple of weeks ago at considerhisword.org, and you can hear all of this message. I'm not going to go over all of the background of this passage of Scripture again. I kind of did that before. But I want to read this passage of Scripture and kind of set the stage for what's going on and for what particularly Peter had to say about Jesus. I'm going to be reading Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon him, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in the hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which had heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." What we're going to be talking about this week and perhaps next week is how that there is no other. Jesus is the only. And you're going to see what I'm talking about here as we go through this passage of Scripture and look at a few other passages of Scripture as well. But I want you to notice here that he said there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, let's set the stage again for just a moment. This whole event began when Peter and John had gone to the temple and had healed an impotent man, or we should say God healed him. There was a man there begging for alms, and Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, pick up thy bed and walk." And he did. And the people were excited. In fact, the Bible says he was leaping. God had healed him. And because of this miracle and because of the attention that had brought, John, Peter, and apparently the man that was healed too, were all arrested. And I don't know if the healed man was arrested, but he's here. When they brought them before the council, they spent the night in jail. When they brought them here now before the council and asked them, "By what authority have you done this?" There's a couple of things that I want you to notice. First of all, that Peter was very clear. He didn't hem-haw around. He didn't try to skirt the issue. When they asked him, "By what power have you done this?" And go back to verse 8. It says, "Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said to him, 'You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means is be made whole, be it known unto you all and to the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him was this man, what does this man stand before you whole?'" He told them right out, it was because of Jesus. Now, one of the things that they were upset, and I'm always impressed by this when I read the book of Acts, and I always think about this when I read the book of Acts, that every time that you see Peter or John or anybody else preaching, they're preaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This was the issue, that a dead man had lived, and his name was Jesus. And they always preach the resurrection of the dead. And I'll tell you, when they asked Peter here, I'll tell you, talk about the boldness of Peter. What a different Peter we see here than we saw back at the crucifixion when he denied Jesus three times. Of course, Jesus said he would do that. And he denied the Lord back then. Now he stands before this council and he tells them outright, it was because of Jesus that you crucified. And in my mind's eye, I see him pointing his finger right at them and saying, "You crucified him, and God raised him from the dead. That's the one that the power that this man was raised from the dead. It was because of Jesus of Nazareth." And I mean, he just put it to them. And then in verse 12, this is really where we're headed. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There is no other. No one else can save you but Jesus. Not Mary, not Joseph, not some saint, not Buddha, not Confucius, not Allah, not Mohammed. No one. There is one name under heaven whereby you must be saved, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. No other person, not a pope, not a priest, not a preacher, not a minister, no one. There is one name given among men whereby we must be saved, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other. You know, I went and I checked on this because I wasn't sure. And you're going to get different answers when you ask about this. But do you realize that there are over 4,000 religions in the world today? 4,000 religions. And yet none of them, listen, none of them can save your soul. We are not saved by religion. Now, religion, I think, can help you to walk right and can help you to do good things. And I think there are many good things done in the name of religion. But it's only by the name of Jesus that you'll ever enter heaven. There is no other way. There is no other door that you can enter into heaven's gate. We go over to John chapter 10, and he talks about it there, where he talks about being that he himself is the door. We'll go over to John chapter 10, and beginning at verse 7. Jesus said to them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." I want to read that one again, because you see, he is the only door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now he goes on, and he says, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that's a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep." You see, there is no other door. He is not only the only name, but he is the only door to heaven. You see, all the others, he said, are thieves and robbers. They'll steal your soul, but there's no salvation there. It's only through the door of Jesus Christ that you'll enter into heaven's glory. He said, "I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved." He called himself the shepherd. This is the shepherd of Psalm 23 that we read about. And he is the good shepherd that laid down his life for the sheep. There's no other door. There's no back door. There's no side door. There's no secret door. There's only Jesus. I think one of the greatest lies of Satan that's out there today is this statement. And you'll hear it occasionally. People who try to be spiritual and sound wise will say, "Oh, there are many roads that lead to heaven." There's not. There are not many doors. There's only one way. There's only one name. There's only one door. And that name is the Lord Jesus Christ, and that door is the Good Shepherd. Only by him will you enter in. He is the only. We have some more. We'll look at them next week. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Shake my head at my good fortune. as I shake the dust off of my boots.